Today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1 with Opel. The all-new Opel Mokka. With a new visor front face and pure panel interior, this is Opel.
Today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1.
Lonely Planet has named seven Irish hikes among the best in Europe. The Dingle Way is one of the author's highlights, along with the Wicklow Way, Mayo's Great Western Greenway, the 126-kilometre Grand Canal Way, the Burns Mullaghmore Loop, Northern Ireland's Causeway Coast, and Binkeira in County Kerry also make the cut. And I'm joined by the creator of the hiking community, The Hike Life, Rosanna Purcell, and keen hiker and political correspondent with the Irish Times, Harry McGee, to have a look at all the best hikes that Ireland has to offer. You're both very welcome. Thank you for being with us. I want to ask you, first of all, what you think of the Lonely Planet picks, Roz. Does that match up with what you think?
Well, I have a list of my top 20, top 50 hikes in Ireland. And I think, you know what, the list is great if you have a couple of days. If you have 7 days to hike, that's fantastic. But a lot of us who may be coming to Ireland or are taking staycations this year will not have that much time or luxury. Now, Binkeira in Kerry does hit off one of my top hikes, the Cumlochra Loop to get up Carn Tuil. But other than that, I might have to disagree a little bit.
Which ones wouldn't be on your list? Or do you not want to say?
I think all the hikes, you know what, all the hikes are fantastic that they have on the list. But I think, you know, if we're doing a hiking list for people to go off and do for half a day, come back, have some lovely food, I think their list is definitely for people who are just coming to hike.
I see what you mean. Yeah. Different criteria means a different list. So, Harry, we want to find out from your own experience what you believe are the best. And you've looked at it from province by province, have you?
Yeah, it's a very personal view because there are hundreds of choices and each of them is spectacular. One of the things that struck me during the lockdown is that even in your own locality, the everyday and the mundane, what seems to be mundane, can produce stuff that's absolutely amazing. So there are some places, including the Lonely Planet 6, that are really spectacular. But there are other places that are just extraordinary, but maybe not because they have such dramatic views, but because of the atmosphere of the place, or its peace, or its serenity, mm-hmm. or the sense of you being alone in nature. So this is a very subjective and a personal list. So before the objections come reining in. So in Connacht, I chose Moulmein, which is an old pilgrimage site in the Mam Turks outside Uachtaráid, on the way from Uachtaráid to Clifton. You can go either south or north or go all the way through, and it brings you up to a high ridge with a shrine on the slopes of the Mam Turks. So you can go from the village of Mom on the north side, which is on the way to Leenane and Cornamona, or go from the Clifton Road on the south side and drive in. But it's a wonderful walk, not too trying. You get a sense of the wonderful Connemara landscape. And also you have a sense that this is a place of ancient pilgrimage and where people used to use as a high pass before cars and before transport. So there's a bit of history there.
I'm just wondering, as I'm listening to you speaking, what is it that you're looking for when you're going on a hike? Is it the challenge or is it the view at the end point?
I mean, I think it's a combination of all of those things. It's the physical exertion, it's the challenge, it's the kind of walking to a place or going to a place that's either familiar or that's unknown. And there's always, sometimes if you're doing something more challenging, there is a kind of the slight element of danger. There are the views. And I think a lot of us live quite sedentary lives. We're sitting down all day. We're looking into computer screens or looking at phones. So the chance to do something that's completely different from that gives you a great alternative. And, you know, in a secular sense, it can be almost a spiritual experience.
It's the same for you, Roz, isn't it? It's getting away from all the tech and the work and so on.
Yeah, well, I think, you know, the older I've gotten, I appreciate the silence of hiking, the space away from everyday life stresses like social media, our phones, work. It's almost like a bit of a reset button.
Where did we get to there with your picks, Harry? You started in Connacht.
Yeah, and then, I mean, if you want an introduction to the 12 bands, Ben Lettery, which is just off the Clifton Road, is a great way of doing it. That's that's a peak in its own. It's one of the 12 bands. Further north in the Duloc Valley, Ben Shafrey, which Duloc Valley is spectacular. It's a place where there's a very famous famine walk there. And there's a place there called Delphi because it reminded the person who created the Delphi Lodge of Delphi in Greece. But Ben Shafrey is a vertiginous mountain that rises from the road. Looks very daunting, but it's actually quite doable, but you need to be a bit experienced to do that. Mm-hmm. Ulster, I've chosen a couple of Donegal walks and climbs all around the northwest. Muckish which looks like Ben Bulben. It's a mountain with a very long plateau, spectacular looking, overlooking Chrysla and Dunfanaghy and places like that. There's a standard route, which is a very nice walk for a family that kind of goes from the southwest side. But if you go from the north side, you can go up by an old miner's path, and there's a mine halfway up the mountain where they mined quartz during the Second World War, with all the old rusting machinery still there. And it's a beautiful walk. Again, you need to go on a nice day because it's a plateau and might present navigational problems if you went up to the top in fog. Hornhead, which is a little bit further north, is an amazing cliff route, giving the most spectacular views of Sheephaven Bay and further north.
Okay. Ross, can I bring you in here? Because if somebody's looking for hidden gems, I know a lot of people were saying that in their 5K, it became very crowded depending where you were in the country. So if you're looking for a hike that might not be too crowded, something that's a little bit more off the beaten track, what can you suggest?
Well, let's do like province as well. For Leinster, obviously, I feel like Glendalough is jam-packed at the moment. So somewhere like Dubnaquilla, which is Leinster's highest peak, they have a lovely ridge walk there. We've got Loch Bray, which is a little bit closer to Dublin City, and Loch Ather Loop, which is it goes around the lovely Love Heart Lake in Wicklow. Maybe if you walk now, you wouldn't meet too many people. You'll always get parking. So I definitely recommend them for the Leinster region. In Munster, the Nair Valley trails don't get as much appreciation as they need to. They're kind of on the back of Cumshigon, which I feel like a lot of people have done this year. In Connacht, Croghan Mountain in Achill, which is right beside Keane Bay, has the highest sea cliffs in Ireland. And it is one of those mountains, I've hiked it so many times, and every time I've been one of the only people at the top. And I think it gives one of the best views in terms of hiking across Ireland. So in Connacht, I definitely need to give it to Croghan. In Ulster, Sliabh Gullen would be probably my top hike in terms of not being as well trafficked.
Can we talk about supplies? A little bit of advice from you both on what you should be bringing with you. What's on your must-not-forget list, Roz?
Well, OK, so it's very difficult when it comes to backpack essentials because obviously, look, every different hike is going to require different things. Obviously, Irish weather, you can never be not over-prepared. So what always lives in my bag is obviously going on a hike, if you have your hydration for the day, your nutrition, portable phone charger, SPF, first aid, tick remover, it's tick season coming up, so always have one, hand sanitizer, compass and map if I'm doing a bit of navigation. But you know, for most people, I just think download the app View Ranger.
Have you ever had to remove a tick?
Yes, so I've had to remove a tick on my dog. So that is a really big thing to talk about this year hiking. It's really important to check yourself, your kids and your dog for ticks and carry a proper tick remover.
Mm-hmm. Harry, and have you had tick experience?
I've been called a tick. But I don't think I've had to use a tick remover. Maybe they've removed me from walks where they've probably been talking too much.
And Lyme disease is a real,
well,
real risk.
Lyme disease, I think it comes from deer ticks as well. So people do have to be careful with that. Yeah, I'd agree with everything that Roz has in her her kit. The one things I'd say is that people think, oh, I'll wear my jeans, my denims on a walk. And they're not great for wearing because once it starts raining, they get cold and they get wet and they don't dry out. And people say, I have a great pair of Doc Martens that I'll wear as well. But if you're on slippery terrain, they don't have any grip and you're going to end up being on an ice rink.
Yeah, I assume you'd say now you'd need proper hiking boots, you know.
Yeah, for especially...
Proper hiking boots in Ireland, definitely.
Yeah, not like heavy ones though. I got really heavy ones and they were a curse.
No, you can get really amazing ones now that fit like runners, but will give you a bit of ankle support. But if you're on a trail, you can get away with trail runners if you're confident. You know, I mean, people do trail running all the time. Mm-hmm. But I think that if you're on rougher terrain, you do need a proper pair of boots. Okay. But in the Irish context, they need to be flexible, not rigid. You know, because there's a lot of movement around
rough
the ankle,
terrain.
And yeah. So I think it's better just for your own comfort.
The other thing I want to talk to you both about are simpler, easier, shorter hikes for people like me who have small people who can't, some of them, walk further than 20 minutes. So, I mean, we'll try and get them a little bit further than that. But it can be tricky if you have young family to go on a decent hike.
Yeah.
Yeah. And you know what? There is gorgeous hikes around, especially any forest walk. And I know my sister, who's an avid hiker, she really recommends the cruiser or the Tull off-road buggy for forest roads. So she's a big fan of that. But like when you look at Tignock in Dublin, you got Crew of Forest in Dublin, there are Bray to Greystones Trail. You can even go up Bray Head and go the back way to Greystones. Diamond Hill in Connemara, I've seen lots of children do that. Obviously, make sure your children have good fitness levels. Tork Mountain, you've got the Nair Valley Trails. There's lots of different children, that I do see on those trails, Killikeen Forest and Cavan, Kilkay, Boardwalk and Fermanagh, Ballyhora Wood. I feel like in Ireland we are blessed with the amount of kind of beginner hikes that are around that would be great for families.
Mm-hmm. Some of the woods are great actually, Harry, aren't they, for children?
They're amazing. I mean, Tignock, Ferry Castle to Braddon, just so close to Dublin, Brayhead, Howthead, for shorter walks. You're in the city, but suddenly you are experiencing a very, very remote and rural experience within, you know, a kilometre of civilization. Glendalough, there's an 8 kilometre loop around Glendalough up by the old mine and St. Kevin's Bed. And you go up the zigzags and you're on railway sleepers for a lot of the time. Mm-hmm. I'd recommend going outright by the lakes and then go up by the zigzags and then come back through the forests and the hundreds of steps down. It's amazing. It's 8K and it's really good for kids to do. Diamond Hill, as Roz said, amazing for kids as well. And there's a site called trails.ie, which lists all the kind of the forests and trails around Ireland. And anywhere you're going, there will be a marked walk of 3K, 5K, 6K, 7K.
Perfect.
Through a forest close to you.
Yeah.
Where you and the family can go on a ramble.
That's just what you need. Are you an early starter when you're going on a big hike? Do you think getting out there early is the best strategy?
Well, yes, I try to get out early, but life sometimes does get in the
way.
But if you're going in the Alps, you start at like 2 o'clock or 3 o'clock in the morning. Mm-hmm. Sometimes in Ireland, if you're doing a long day, I'd probably start at about 8 or 9 in the morning because you get a lot of light. I mean, during the summer, it's light until 10 o'clock at night.
And Roz, you broke your leg recently. Is that right?
I did, yes, but it's totally. I feel like I'm almost ready to get back hiking. I feel like my doctors might think different, but no, it wasn't hiking. It was playing tennis the first day back. So,
should have been listening to us. We were warning people here with our physio.
I heard on the day. I was like, oh yeah.
Anyway, listen, the best of luck to you in your continued recovery. I hope you get out there soon. In fact, I hope we all get out there soon. Harry McGee, Roz Purcell, thank you both very much indeed.
Today with Claiborne. Listen back on the RTE Radio Player app.